WTH.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
Nate Darling.
This is the WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're not coming for them. Just to be clear.
So says you.
let's get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Big weekend coming up in the pod family here.
Ah.
Yes. That's right. I'm going to the Scottish Games in Woodland.
That's going to be so much fun.
Right? Jason, what are you doing this weekend?
My wife will be having a baby.
She having your baby.
We'll see. Could be Kareem's.
She's a woman in love and a love and a bomb, a bomb, a bomb.
Come out beige.
Congratulations.
We'll see what happens. No, just kidding. Oh, man. It's nuts, right? I can barely believe I'm a dad right now, and it's been really tough, like, this last couple of weeks. Like, Chris is really pregnant, so.
Well, I would imagine, yeah.
And she's wonderful, but she's very uncomfortable, and she doesn't want to move at all.
And you're like, you got to move it, move it. You got to move it, move
it. No, that just means that I'm doing everything.
Oh.
Generally, like, she took care of CJ tonight, and she does a lot. So I don't want to make it seem like, but like, she does as much as you would expect, if not more than what you'd expect a woman that's 9 months pregnant, which is still a lot. But I do the dishes all the time, all the laundry, just trying to pick things up.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, but and then we're gonna have a baby. It's gonna be nuts, man. It's gonna, I'm still not ready for it.
A baby and a toddler.
A baby and a toddler, man.
And y'all gonna all be the same size in what, 2 years?
Oh, man.
Are you having to have two different sized diapers in the house?
Yeah, but not too far apart. It's funny. Like, these are gonna be newborn size, and CJ's still in size 3.
Don't you?
To give you an idea, my nephew is wearing size 5, and I think he's 10 months.
Mm. And CJ's 2.5, right?
Yes!
I mean, it might even be time to look at, you know, moving past those.
Oh, no. She's a little bean. I mean, she's...
What does that even mean?
She's a little bean. She's a little girl. She's small. Moving the diapers up?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm talking about potty training.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, that's happening. That's happening already. Yeah.
I'm not talking about moving up to a bigger size.
I was like, no.
All that's going to mean is just... how about you move up to a bigger size so that the shit just flies right out the leg hole?
I didn't know what you were trying to say. Like, I thought, I was like, no, she does not need to move up in size. So hopefully, this is the last... We just gave away our size 5 because we knew that she's never going to make it there.
I hope so.
No, she's already taken poops on the potty sometimes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you using the bidet on her?
No. No, she has her little Minnie Mouse potty.
Oh, okay.
That she goes on.
No bidet on that.
No, she's like her daddy, though. She likes to sit there for a while and make sure it all comes out. Like,
well, I mean, who doesn't?
Her mom. Her mom's like, did you just go poop?
Yeah.
You weren't even gone for like a second.
You know, every now and then you can just get in, get out, make it quick.
No.
For me, in the morning, my morning routine, and hey, everybody get ready for too much information. I will go 2 separate times.
Oh, shit.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, shit.
Sometimes a third.
Maybe that's what I should do. I just take one long one for like 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever works for you. Because there's the first level, and then everything is just a little bit different.
Right.
You know, the first one's like the plug.
Right.
And then there's like, oh, there's more.
I forgot about that one.
And then it's like, doo-doo-doo, oh.
Oh, there's something.
And coffee can play a role in this.
Ah, okay. All right. It's good to know.
Yeah. Just saying. Kareem, are you a lingerer in the bathroom, or do you in and out?
I'm a lingerer.
Yeah. A lot of stuff going on. My wife's like, what are you, why are you in there so long? Because I want to make sure I'm done.
Yep.
Because that's how I do it.
That's how I do.
Listen, I'm not shitting in the woods. I don't need to go anywhere. Like, I'm enjoying this part of my evolution of a human being.
I don't know that I'd go that far.
No, I am. Because you know what? There was way too many centuries where we just had to shit and then run as quickly as we could away from wherever we were.
It's true.
In hopes we didn't get eaten by something.
If you've forgotten, watch a Game of Thrones. Now, Kareem, I know you don't watch Game of Thrones.
No, I don't watch Game of
Thrones. And it's Friday now by the time this show drops, so we're going to talk a little bit about this week's show. Jason, did you see it yet?
I did see it.
So let me ask you this. When Arya Stark decided she was going to mount the smithing boy.
Oh, yeah.
Did you look away, or were you like, yeah?
I looked. I watched.
I was super uncomfortable because my brain went, I don't know how old she is.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know how old she is. The actress who plays her is 22 now. So if that's your concern, be not concerned. She's 22.
No.
When the show started, she was 14 and the character was 11. So she plays younger than herself.
Yeah.
So that's not the issue.
And she's killed a lot of people on the show.
Well, sure. Sure, but I don't want to see child pornography as the full definition of it might be.
I think out of all the sex scenes that we've seen in that show, that was the quickest, most quick cut going away from.
Yeah, you got a little side boob.
Yes, but no nip.
No.
There's no nip. So
maybe next week.
I don't know, man. That makes me think that she might not make it. I mean, like, it's that whole virgin thing, right? Like, oh, that or she does. Or maybe that's one of the things that's, like, about it, you know? Like,
do you think she changed faces in the middle?
Yeah, you never
like, from
know.
The many-faced god? Like, yeah. Like yeah. In the middle, just went like, ah, and then changed face on him?
I don't know. It's crazy. I can't wait to see what happens with, like... Does anybody else even know in the family, like, what she does?
I think there is an inkling among some people.
Yeah.
I know I don't think anybody knows for sure everything she does.
But I think Sansa knows.
Sansa knows a little. The Hound knows some. Everybody knows some, but nobody knows all.
Nobody knows everything about her.
Except for us, the audience.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah, it's going to be a very interesting thing. Now the memes that came out on Monday were crazy. They were hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm still looking at the brand memes from the week before.
Oh.
Oh, man.
If you don't watch Game of Thrones, I'm sorry. This means nothing
to
you.
Yeah, we're going to geek for a second.
And if you do watch Game of Thrones, I hope you've seen the latest episode. If you haven't, what are you doing?
Yeah, this is spoiler season off.
Yeah, Leslie and I are catching up. We started watching from the beginning. We're not fully caught up yet. We are season 6.
Oh, okay. But you're watching the shows as they come out, so you don't get spoiled.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. I mean, we've seen all of them. We're just getting reminders of stuff.
Right.
As we move forward. So
So I have a theory of something.
Okay.
I'm going to pause it right now. That's okay. Unless we're going to.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So I was thinking about this because I've read some stuff about the books, and there is the queen of the Iron Throne, Sansa's mom. Is it Catherine? No, what was her name?
I forget. She was terrible.
Yeah. So, anyhow, she becomes a White Walker in the books.
Okay. But remember, this season is not based on any books.
I know. I realize that. But I was thinking about something where they moved all the people.
Yeah, I don't think we can rely on anything like that.
But they moved them all to the crypt, right? Yeah, they're moving everybody to the crypt.
I don't know what they did with the bodies after the Red Wedding.
But I guess the point is they're moving everybody to where all the dead bodies are from how many ever years.
Look, if they haven't burned all of the dead bodies, then they're idiots.
Seriously.
They know what happens when they come across dead bodies.
Well, but hopefully that they can't be reanimated, the ones that are inside the crypts.
Why couldn't they be?
I don't know, but maybe they're going to be. Maybe they didn't realize.
Burn them all.
They don't know that, maybe.
They know.
I hope they did. I hope they did, because
what good is Samwell Tarly if he doesn't know that? Other than to squire Gilly around.
Well, that's the thing. He's probably going to realize it and be able to save just them.
Okay.
So my Game of Thrones thing is watching Leslie Jones and Seth.
Game of Jones.
That's like the best.
It is. We saw the one from the premiere last week. Leslie and I did.
Oh, I need to watch this.
You do. They're on YouTube.
Okay. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Is it just a recap of the episode?
Yes, it is. Basically, on, I think, Monday, Leslie Jones goes into work and sits there with Seth and watches Game of Thrones. And they edit it down to about 6 minutes of the whole episode. She introduced him to levitation on the one from last week after the premiere.
Yeah.
What?
Levitation, Jason. You know what levitation
is.
Yeah,
I do.
Okay. Well, he didn't.
What?
Well, now he does.
Seth Meyers didn't know what levitation was?
He knows what levitation is, Holmes.
Yes.
He did not know.
Well, it was a really weird way of saying it, so I get why it didn't click for him. But anywho, speaking of levitation, 420 was this past Saturday.
Get high, bros.
Mm-hmm. And Ben and Jerry's put out a statement on social media and on their website saying, "Happy 420, everyone." And the headline is, "This 420, let's be blunt about justice." Get it? Blunt. "Now that pot is legal in 33 states and counting, it's a pretty heady moment for stoner culture. Fans of cannabis can celebrate 420 openly and in style in more places than ever before. And even if you're not in a state that legalized pot, there's still a pretty good chance the cops won't hassle you as you spend 420 doing your thing. If you're a white person. Sorry to bring you down, but that's the harsh reality. If you love pot and you're white, everything is totally awesome these days." Jason. "In 2017, 81% of cannabis executives were white. Meanwhile, even in states where pot is legal, and even though black people and white people use it at a similar rate, black people are still arrested way more often than whites. We love 420 and we love legalization, but that is not okay. Let's be blunt. Overall, 2018 was a big year for legalization. Of course, pot is still illegal on the federal level, although increasing numbers of lawmakers are trying to do something about that. As more and more states just say yes to pot, the cannabis industry is booming. It's expected to hit $20 billion by 2020. That kind of money has the power to change minds. Take former Speaker of the House, John Boehner. Once unalterably opposed to legalizing pot, he's now a full-time supporter and investor. To be fair, the country as a whole has shifted his perspective on legalization over the years, with 60% of the public now in favor. And for the first time ever, another survey showed that the support is bipartisan. All the declared candidates for president are firmly in the pro-pot camp, too. No doubt about it, that is good news. But what's troubling is the criminal justice system hasn't kept up with the culture. Even Boehner's change of heart only goes so far. Regarding the 400,000 people arrested for selling or trafficking pot during his time as speaker, that's 2011 to 2015, he said, quote, the whole criminal justice part of this, frankly, it never crossed my mind. And that's the problem. And between 2001 and 2010, there were more than 8 million pot arrests. 88% of those were for possession. And during that time, a black person was 3.73 times more likely to be arrested than a white person for possession. Since then, in states that have legalized cannabis, arrests, as you'd expect, have gone down. Unfortunately, legalization hasn't done anything to change the racial disparities. Taking a look at Alaska, Colorado, and Washington, D.C., all of which have legalized pot. In Alaska, black people are still being arrested 10 times more often than whites, both of them. In D.C., they're arrested 4 times more, in Colorado, 3 times more. Let's be clear, even with increased legalization, hundreds of thousands of people are still being arrested for pot, and most of those people are black. Black New York City residents, for example, are 8 times more likely to be arrested for pot than whites. They add, it's high time to make a change. We're calling on Congress to expunge prior marijuana convictions and provide pardon slash amnesty to anyone whose only crime was possession of cannabis. Cities like San Francisco and Seattle are already doing it. It's time to take this national. We also love the approach taken by some big city prosecutors. They've declared that they will no longer be prosecuting pot possession cases. In some cities, they're even wiping old warrants and convictions from the books. Want to feel really, really good this 420? Then let's make sure that legalization benefits all of us. That'll turn 420 into a day we can all celebrate. So far, just under 34,000 people have signed the petition.
See, and y'all say, I make everything about race.
This is a corporation. This is a corporation making a moral and ethical stand. And Ben and Jerry's, yay, it's the pot ice cream. They're part of the Unilever Corporation, which is a major multinational corporation, which has allowed them, Ben and Jerry's, to be Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
And as I talked about on the Morning Crunch Wrap on Monday, that's a big thing to be able to do that. For a company to be able to step out and have a moral stance on something. Because if corporations are people, as the Supreme Court ruled, why do they all have to be dicks? And clearly they don't.
No, so, I mean, and it's starting to catch up. It's funny because, like, you see, I read an article the other day about how McDonald's is throwing away the idea of not paying $15 an hour to employees. Like, they've decided that they're not going to, like, lobby for that cause anymore.
No, they're just going to put in order stations and fire people.
Yeah, but until people find out how much poop's on those screens.
Yeah, I'm not coming. Going to McDonald's before, I'm certainly not going now.
Did you see the, there was a study that was done.
They, like, all have fecal material on them.
Yeah.
All of them.
All of them.
All of them. Because it's every one of you booger eaters who are going to McDonald's, sticking your pan down your pants, sticking your finger up your nose, who are scratching your ass. Yeah. And then touching that screen.
You know who's not going to get that type of bad stuff? Is the people going through drive-thru. You know why? Because those people back there that are getting paid,
right,
are washing their hands and wearing gloves the way they're supposed to.
Well, allegedly.
Well, they usually do.
But what do you think of this, stepping out and making this statement? It's not the first time Ben and Jerry's has made a statement about something.
I mean, it's good. I don't know if... unfortunately, the way people are, I don't know if it'll do any good. That's great that they did it, though. I mean, the fact that they're saying that it needs to be done is a huge step. So that's,
yeah, it's not awesome. About, and they're not really talking about people. They're talking about politicians. That's really who they're targeting with this.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, we want people to sign this petition, but it's really about, hey, let's stop being racist about how we enforce laws.
Yeah.
Kareem, does this warm the cockles of your hearts at all?
Hey, I'm going to go buy some Ben and Jerry's, even though it's going to make me go take a shit.
Have it with some coffee.
Just on my way home because of this. I'm stopping to get Ben and Jerry's.
Nice. So I saw that release just before 420, and I was like, wow.
Good for them.
Yeah. Yes. I think it's good for everybody.
Yeah.
I don't get why you wouldn't be okay with equal justice applied equally.
No, yeah. I mean, like, and I think that they put the caveat that makes it so it's very difficult to argue against it, which is for cannabis related only.
And if you're totally against cannabis and you want everybody who has pot to be thrown in jail, God bless you. That's your viewpoint. But stick to it.
Yeah. And if you're
when your cousin Chad, when your nephew Chad gets picked up for weed, you need to be right there going, Chad needs to do some hard time, do some thinking.
Yeah, do some thinking.
Unlike the way they have been about these opioids where, oh, now we have, everybody needs treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no, you wouldn't like that before.
Mm-hmm. No, they weren't.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we got some sad news. Jussie Smollett's brother said he's been telling the truth and that the Empire Star has night terrors. Night terrors. He's the victim of an out-of-control media and social media storm, and the Empire star is suffering profound emotional issues from simply telling the truth about the attack. That's according to his brother, JoJo Smollett. He said Jussie is violently awaking from night terrors following the assault. He also says in an op-ed piece for BET, JoJo claims that Jussie staged, that Jussie staged the attack ludicrous. I don't know what Luda has to do with this, adding that he has been insanely successful and didn't need a phony reason to boost his career opportunities or salary. His brother said there are plenty of people who support the actor, and the problem lies with the bandwagoning and the tyranny of the perceived majority. JoJo says Jussie didn't even want to contact the police following the incident in Chicago and said it was his choreographer who insisted he do so, and it was actually the choreographer who called the cops. The message? What if Jussie is telling the truth? Kareem, what if?
Don't what listen if? To your choreographer is what the message is.
But what if he's telling the truth? What if this was not a staged attack? Now he's been attacked, and he's being asked to pay for an investigation that is framing him. Is that justice, or is this just his brother making shit up?
It's just his brother making shit up.
Jason, your thoughts?
I mean, whatever. I mean,
pick a side.
I don't want to pick it. There's no side to pick. I mean, like, it's a shitty thing that, like, the whole thing is shitty.
It really is.
The whole thing is shitty for so many people involved.
Is JoJo lying? Do you think JoJo's lying about Jussie not lying?
I think that JoJo probably loves his brother.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think JoJo loves his brother, and he can't, that's why it's an op-ed piece.
I love my brother too, but I'm not writing op-eds for him for bullshit.
Well, that is also a fair point. Now on to something also celebrity related. Brooke Burke has posed pantsless at age 47. There you go, gentlemen. There's Brooke Burke. She used to be on E. E? I think it was E. She decided to pose pantsless on Instagram. On her account, Brooke Burke, and it does have the blue check mark on it. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say there's a 47-year-old male celebrity who decides to pose pantsless on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the reaction will be things like this? where Lisa Rinna commented, "I'll have what you're having," and Kathy Lee added, "Wow, wow, wow."
No, I don't think that there was any guys that did that after Jason Momoa shaved off his beard the other day. But there were plenty of women that were on there.
I mean, that's the real question. If a dude decided to go ahead and pose pantsless, now again, you don't see anything but her in profile. So,
and some underboob.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you see that on the daily. That's not a big deal. If a dude did that, now obviously he'd have his legs the other way to cover the junk.
Yeah, yeah.
Only time a man can do that is for ESPN's body.
Even then, Kareem.
ESPN body edition.
Even then, I mean, yeah, I don't know that that's. That's really what we want to do.
What's she wearing? That's the thing that I don't get, man.
It was a very odd choice. It was a very 80s, I would say.
Yeah.
But then not though. Like it was, but then it wasn't. It was.
Yeah. There we go. We'll call it up again so you can take a look at it. It's a crop top with a big wide neck, and she's got
a flash dance flashback.
Yeah. That's kind of what it is. She did a TED talk, so that leads me to believe that TED talks are not really that important. Here's a video she posted. Oh my bod, Fitness Friday, work out with me, transform your body. And then she's skipping around, wearing booty shorts and. And
she was a Playboy model, so I'm sure you could probably find her.
So she doesn't have, she's not doing it in her Depends.
what I'm saying is, she's 47. Good for her for having the confidence to do that. is it really something that, that people should get excited about?
I mean, has she had any kids?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Then
it, yeah, she's got a couple kids.
That's something to say then. I mean, to be able to...
I believe those are her kids right there as we're looking at the screen.
Mm-hmm.
I believe. Oh, no, those siblings' day. No, yeah, no, those are her kids.
Those are her kids.
She has two daughters.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, to be a mom and be able, I don't know. That's good for her.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that when I was, you know, 15, I probably wouldn't have found her very attractive. But now that I'm 40.
Hold on. So when you were 15, if she were
47, if like there was a 47 woman, like year old woman that was out there that was like,
I would bet that you would have.
I don't know.
I mean, if it was just the face shots that they're showing, maybe not. But those full body shots, yeah.
I thought Cindy Crawford was a little too old for me. And she was like early 30s.
Kind of weird 15-year-old were you. That explains a lot. It's all coming full circle.
Yeah, I mean... I mean,
here's the thing is like, and this is the way, and this is maybe bordering on TMI, but I've always enjoyed watching, I always liked the idea that the woman was within reach, and a 32-year-old woman was never, ever in reach for me. When I was like, you know.
Sure, but when you're 15 and you're looking at photos of women, really the only important thing is that your penis isn't within reach.
Generally, yes. But I had a lot of access to like Playboys and Hustler magazines and stuff like that that were had women that were like in their early 20s or, you know, 19, 20 years old.
Sure.
So.
No, I completely understand. And what
I guess,
saying.
And what I'm saying, I guess, more than anything else, what I'm saying is like being 40, like a 47 year old looks hot when, and a 22 year old has a different reaction for me now than when I was 15. 15, I thought 22 was hot, and I really thought that was, you know, and a 45-year-old was like, that's old. And now I'm like, never mind. You know what, guys? Fuck all you guys. Fuck you guys.
Whatever. I don't know. I dated older women in high school, so.
I'm just going to go ahead and say this. If you're talking about having a relationship, that's one thing. If you're talking about looking at pictures of them,
I have fantasy.
No, you can't start with I have fantasies and then say never mind.
Well, no, I have like, you know, like when I'm doing the business, all right, there's more going on than just looking at a picture. You know what I mean? Like I'm imagining a whole scene, you know? Like I'm creating a porn palace in my mind, if that makes sense. I'm making a deep fake. But in my mind, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
It does if you're a lady.
Well, I mean that's maybe that.
Do your sex dreams involve people that have no faces?
What?
No. Because if you ask women about their sex dreams, they will often tell you that, no face.
That's just because they don't want to tell you that it's one of your friends.
No, I saw it on reality TV. Oh, my God. By the way, speaking of reality TV, if you're not watching A Double Shot at Love with DJ Pauly D and Vinny, you're really missing out on a freight train of nonsense.
When I broke my leg, I watched enough Jersey Shore.
Oh, no.
Like that.
No.
More this, than I ever would want.
This is a house full of women who have come on a dating show and they didn't know who they were going to be dating. And then it was revealed who they were. One girl, first show, got upset and just was randomly crying about a variety of things, and then at one point said, I want to go home. I don't want to be here. Blah, 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 blah. And then she started crying. They were trying to talk her out of it, and started crying, and they're like, well, I guess you can go.
Yeah, she was not
each excited. Each of the first two shows, Jason. So they're supposed to eliminate two women each show. Each of the first two shows, a woman eliminated herself and went home.
She's like, nah, dogs. Nah.
It is.
I'm not that hungry.
Oh, my God. I haven't watched MTV in so long that the commercials are things I've never seen. Because the product offering was on MTV are not the same ones on the channels I normally watch. I'm just saying. Just saying.
What's something you saw advertised?
God, I can't even remember. I cannot even remember. Like the this whole Teen Mom thing is an out of control franchise.
Chris has like 48 of them on our DVR right now.
Well, she's gonna have some
Teen Mom 2.
Oh God! Well, now you know how she's gonna recover from that.
That's the reason that it's on there.
She's stockpiled.
I wanted to delete them because it was like it's deleting all of the like it's starting to do that thing where your DVR is like, hey, you have too much stuff on here. This stuff's gonna get taken off automatically. So I had to delete all my Twilight Zone episodes.
Aww.
And I'm in the process of working on a Twilight Zone like style improv show.
Okay.
But maybe it's
can you hook an external hard drive up to your DVR to add space?
No, I can't.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
That's really unfortunate.
But it's fine. It's fine.
By the way, if you have a DVR that you can, you might want to pick one up on Amazon. And if you do, hit that Shop Amazon tab at WTHpod.com, or if you're old school, NateDarlingShow.com. They also have them at Target, too, so you can go ahead and get that Shop Target link there as well. It does not cost you anything extra, and it helps support the show. And Target, order it up. They'll bring it out to your car.
That's right.
They got those spots now. You don't even have to go in the store.
You can get your groceries. You can get all your shit.
Yep. Swing on by. Like, so you're going to have two kids, Jason. They're going to be in the car. Do you want to get out of the car? No, you do not. You want to pop the hatch and let them load it on in.
Bam.
That's what you want to do. So help us out and go ahead and do that. So thank you very much in advance for taking care of that.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Headline: suspect groped fingerprint technician. Man said he pawed jail worker because she was sexy.
What?
While being booked for causing a disturbance at a bar, a Florida man rubbed the buttocks of a female fingerprint technician. It's according to a police report, which notes the suspect said he pawed the female victim because she was sexy. Jack Dylan Evans, who is 44 but looks way older than that, was arrested for disorderly conduct at the Down the Hatch bar in Pinellas Park. Cops say Evans had been yelling obscenities in the bar and told the owner he wanted to have sex with her.
Oh.
After police arrived, Evans, who lives in Pinellas Park, continued to make crude sexual comments. He was subsequently transported to the county jail, where he was booked on the misdemeanor charge, which carries a $250 bond. Now, as he was being fingerprinted by technician Dina Pham, he allegedly reached with his left hand down to the victim's right buttocks area and rubbed the area. Pham identified Evans as the person who battered her, and the incident was recorded by a surveillance camera because, yeah, there's a camera there, idiot. Evans reportedly stated that he touched the victim because he thought she was sexy. A second charge for battery on a jail employee was filed as well. That carries a $5,000 bond. Now, Evans, who has twice this year been convicted of trespassing, has been ordered to stay away from Down the Hatch and its proprietor.
He's not the guy that's been licking doorbells, is he?
He is not.
Oh, man. This dude, like...
bad to worse.
I look forward to that point where a chick can just sock a guy. If a guy was getting booked, all right, and he just slid his hand down and touched the guy that was touching it, like grabbing his butt, if you just didn't like shove him or push him in the face, you know what I mean? Like,
where did
a cop would kick a person's ass.
Where did y'all live that girls didn't knee you in the nuts?
I guess what I'm saying is she should have been able to do that in that situation.
Well, clearly, if she had felt threatened enough to do that, she would have.
Right. No, I guess. I'm
he's a dumbass.
He's a stupid idiot.
He is
idiot.
A dumbass.
Mm-hmm. Also, a Florida teen arrested for performing RKO finishing move on a mall alligator. And yes, this is the same kid who was arrested for trying it on
the teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He attempted it on his principal once again after he was caught on the tape wrestling a fake alligator at a mall. Miami-Dade police say Gianni Sosa Hernandez, who's 18, has been charged with criminal mischief after a video allegedly showing the teen damaging the display alligator at the Falls Shopping Center back on March 30th. The video shows him removing his sweatshirt, running up to a display where the alligator is sitting on a rock. He then jumps over a barrier, throws the fake alligator off the rock into the display's pond. He then picks up the alligator and performs the RKO, a finishing move made popular by WWE wrestler Randy Orton. Finally, he then pretends to triumphantly pin the gator in the middle of the display.
I'm beginning to wonder if he has some issues.
Oh, yeah. The fake alligator, valued at $3,690, was damaged, and he was identified by a witness, and he confessed to the police and apologized. He was taken to the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center, and it's unclear if he has a lawyer. And as we mentioned, he tried that on his principal, which really wasn't an RKO. It was really just a sad attempt at something. Yeah, this kid ain't right. I mean, he clearly ain't right.
he's trying to become internet famous.
I don't know that that's it. I think he ain't quite right. And I enter into evidence to support my theory, that haircut. That is not the haircut of someone who's right in the head. I'm just saying.
That's called his hair. He got his hair wet, and then he had to sit in jail, and then he got a picture taken when he was in jail.
Dude, that is a bowl cut. That is straight across on the bangs, and not much in the way of bangs. And let me tell you something else. Nobody in their right mind buttons all of the buttons on their polo shirt.
Oh, that's true.
So you take the bowl cut with the bangs and the fully buttoned polo, and I submit the conclusion that boy ain't right.
Yeah,
I don't know. Just check it. You should just look his up. Look up his YouTube page. I guarantee you that he has 180,000 followers.
But I also guarantee he hasn't put up any videos in a while.
Not since the 18th.
All right. So it's not just Florida where the idiots live. No, no. A Pennsylvania man who was high on bath salts when he opened fire on fireflies. That's right. He shot a gun at fireflies that he mistook for green laser lights. Because that would have been okay. He's been sentenced to a maximum of 6 years in prison following a plea deal. His name's Jesse Shields. He's 31. He was arrested last June after he and his girlfriend broke into a Clinton County residence claiming to have been attacked. Now, Shields said there was something on his skin that was burning and asked the homeowner if he could use the shower. After disarming Shields, the homeowner allowed the intruder to use the bathroom. Hey, let me take your gun. Now go ahead and use the bathroom. When the cops arrived, Shields and Catherine McCloskey, who's 23, were taken into custody. They are parents of a one-year-old child. That poor, poor child.
Wow.
During police questioning, Shields said the couple had been driving around in a truck when McCloskey started seeing green laser lights coming from the sky and was hearing voices. Shields added that he also began to see and hear the same, claiming the truck began to shake. In an effort to scare off the pursuing laser lights, Shields said he used a .357 Magnum revolver to fire a warning shot.
This was a UFO encounter.
Unidentified flying bug.
UFB.
He was sentenced after pleading guilty to felony weapons and criminal trespass charges. He has been ordered to serve between 3 and 6 years behind bars. His rap sheet includes convictions for narcotics distribution, theft, making terroristic threats, criminal mischief, and assault. So, yeah. Way to go, Pennsylvania. You're not Florida, but you're coming along in a very strong way. All right, let's before we get out of here, let's go ahead and do this.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Oh, it's the Eat Beat. with Marilyn Haggerty. Now, it's not as exciting as the ice finally melting as we had on the last show. Mexican with a Norwegian twist at Mexican Village. That's right. Real Mexican foods are not overly hot, just seasoned well enough for something exciting. That's the message from the owners of Mexican Village on South Washington Street. And every year during Lent, see, this is from a few weeks ago, they create items such as beer-battered fish and use seafood in burritos.
Ooh.
Kristen Farmer operates Mexican... Yes, because Kristen Farmer is someone you'd expect to operate Mexican Village, along with Ben Height and Angie Green. She says people who've been snowbound during the long winter are beginning in March to show up. They're asking for the Naked Fajita Bowl, one of the popular specialties of Mexican Village. It's made with a choice of chicken or steak blended with fresh peppers, onions, corn, and black beans on a bed of rice. Then garnished with avocado, lime, and chipotle lime drizzle. Some customers go all out for the large version, which is $9.59. Others choose the small, which is $7.89. Now, Mexican Village had its beginnings on South 3rd Street in downtown Grand Forks in the 60s. It was the first Mexican restaurant in Grand Forks and was created by the late Robert Mora, who stayed on after he retired from the U.S. Air Force. Since he couldn't find one here, he wanted Grand Forks to have a Mexican restaurant. After he opened it downtown, it was so crowded, people waited in a line outside to get in. After he reopened the Mexican Village on South Washington Street, people continued to stand in line, which is part of the reason an entrance door and a separate exit door were created. How about this? Maybe you get a bigger place.
That might help.
Or a second location. Once inside, there's a pleasant waiting area with booths. Beyond that, offer great settings for private conversation, and there are tables in the center of the restaurant. Outstanding Mexican decor adds interest. I would love to see this outstanding Mexican decor. On a recent visit to the Mexican Village on a very cold day, I ordered and enjoyed a dinner described as El Poco Loco and Taco. I knew this would be as close to Mexico as I would get this winter. It was good, right? It was warming. There were two layers of corn tortillas filled with beef. They were topped with gravy and garnished with lettuce, cheese, tomatoes, and black olives. $11.25. The menu is well arranged and easy to follow. Along with appetizers, there are chalupas, tostadas, tacos, quesadillas. There are burritos, enchiladas. And one of the specialties is a Norwegian taco. It's perhaps the only, certainly the first, Norwegian item on a Mexican menu. It's served on a lightly deep-fried pita. Lightly deep fried.
Oh, okay.
It's topped with beef and garnished with lettuce, cheese, tomatoes, and sour cream. And for the pleasure of many area Norwegians, seem happy to pay $7.99.
The decor is not too far off from El Naviro.
Okay. Well, that's that's pretty Mexican.
Yeah.
That's pretty Mexican. Yeah.
I mean, they have a fountain in the...
It seats 65. Now, here's the report card. Since it was created in the 60s by the former Air Force member, Mexican Village has been a unique, affordable Grand Forks restaurant. It attracts a wide variety of customers. It features a Norwegian taco. It draws customers for reasonably priced lunch combos, music of Mexico and Mexican artwork, created pleasing ambiance. That's the report card. You know what a report card should have? A goddamn grade on it, Marilyn. I know you're getting older, and I know it's cold in Grand Forks, but you're gonna give me a report card. I'm gonna give you a report card, Marilyn. I'm gonna give you an incomplete for not creating a proper report card. I'm not gonna email her or call her. I mean, I could, because the paper prints her phone number and email address.
She call her.
Marilyn, I'd like to talk to you about your column about Mexican Village from 3 weeks ago. I take issue. I take great umbrage.
I take umbrage!
Great umbrage! Great, great umbrage. All right, well, we don't have time for that. It's time to get the heck out of here. Jason, Enjoy your last moments as a father of one.
Oh, man.
By the time the next show drops, you will have two. Two.
Two.
Oh, my. And all the, next year, Siblings Day, they'll be able to celebrate. Oh, how exciting.
Man. That's it.
Yeah.
What have I done to myself, Nate?
It's really what you've done to her, what you've done to your wife. And I think you know. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Back on Monday with a fresh new episode. Remember, Monday is for grievances. And we've got them. Also, a segment I called Meanwhile in Arizona. And we're going to talk about the All in the Family Jeffersons reboot that's coming to ABC. Everybody have a great weekend. For Kareem and Jason, I am Nate. And if you see something weird, say something. Like, what the hell? I know you wanted to say it, Jason. Go ahead, say it.
What the hell?
Throw one in, Kareem.
What the hell?
Exactly. We'll see you next time.